You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagorovic Carucci reminding you that Browns season is finally here. Let's paint the town Browns each and every Friday this season. Wear your favorite Browns gear and decorate your work or school on Fridays throughout the season. Then send us your photos using the hashtag WeAreCleveland. Paint the town Browns in 2 days, everybody, in anticipation of the season opener for the Browns. But the NFL season opens tomorrow night, and that is the Denver Broncos-Baltimore Ravens rematch of their divisional playoff game from last year. Joining us on the hotline from MaxDenver.com, Andrew Mason. What's up, bro?
How you doing?
We're doing very well. How about yourself?
Hanging in there. Just here in Denver, people are pretty excited leading into tomorrow's game. I think. The players may not be talking about trying to exact revenge on the Ravens, but the fans definitely are.
Yeah, fans and media into that discussion. But the expectation's so very high for that team, and it's understandable that the window is right here open now with Peyton Manning there. Give me a sense of what those expectations are, and Andrew, the team that you've watched through this preseason, how ready is it to be a Super Bowl contender?
Well, I think, yeah, you hit the nail on the head with the expectations by saying Super Bowl. I mean, I think it's pretty much Super Bowl or bust in Denver. Anything shy of that will be considered a disappointment and a failure. I think, like you said, the window's open, but it's not a very wide window, because Peyton Manning is, he is 37. He is 2 years removed from neck surgery. And really, I think realistic expectation is, It's a 2 year window, assuming that he stays healthy. Are they ready? I think at this point right now, I think I'm not sure the team is ready just yet. But that's simply because you've got a defense that's going to be without Von Miller for 6 weeks, could be without Champ Bailey in week one. He hasn't practiced this week. He's been on the field, but he hasn't actually done anything. And he's going to test out his foot, which he sprained two and a half weeks ago against Seattle. He's going to test that out pregame to see whether he plays. So right now, personnel-wise, I don't think the defense is at a Super Bowl level. I think it will get there in due time, and certainly after Von Miller comes back in week six. But, offensively, definitely. I mean, this is, they've worked on trying to go at a faster pace this year, maybe get 5, 6, 7 more plays per game as a result of that. Certainly, it looks ready to score 30, 35 points a game if need be.
Peyton Manning, the signal caller for one of the more explosive offenses, as you pointed out, Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, they're both back. Add into the mix Wes Welker, and a guy who I thought looked very good in the preseason and brings an athletic dimension to the tight end position, Julius Thomas. Talk a little bit about that pass-catching group and kind of how you expect to see those guys perform throughout the season.
Well, certainly, Welker is going to change the way that they're able to attack the defense, because he's going to draw attention underneath, with his little curls and slants and crosses and drag routes, and he's going to get his share of passes. But what that's going to do, it's going to probably open up some horizons for Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker working on the outside and working upfield. Maybe they'll get a little less attention getting downfield 25, 30 yards, and the offense will be in range for a few more bigger plays than they had last year. And then Julius Thomas, like you mentioned, if people don't know about him, they need to know about him because he's a guy. He came in, he was a 2011 fourth round draft pick, only played 1 year of college football, and that was the only season he had played since his freshman year of high school when the Broncos drafted him. He was a basketball player at Fresno State, Portland State, excuse me, pretty good one. And he played that 1 year at Portland State as a senior on the football team, got an invite to the Shrine Game, got on some people's radars, and the Broncos drafted him. And he was actually making a lot of progress as a rookie in 2011. And then week two against Cincinnati, he suffered a high ankle sprain, and that ankle bothered him for the next two seasons. He was never quite right. Finally was able to get healthy late last year from when he was on the inactive list most of the season. And then through the off season, and then Joel Dreesen had knee surgery in the off season, had another knee procedure early August. Jacob Tammy had a quad injury during training camp, and that opened the door for him. He got a lot of reps with Peyton Manning. You know, made a lot of plays in camp. Has made some plays in preseason games. Very athletic. The only thing that's going to take some time is the blocking aspect of his game. Clearly, that's not natural to him, and he's really having to pick that up on the fly. He's better than he was, but still, you know, maybe a little bit of a liability there. So that's something to watch. But as a potential target, I mean, could be massive. There was one play in a preseason game against Seattle. They stacked up Decker, Welker, and Julius Thomas to the right side. They all go about 7 or 8 yards, and they fan out. Welker and Decker get the coverage. Julius Thomas sneaks and gets wide open near the right sideline, picks up 30-plus yards. That's the kind of situation that's going to cause a lot of problems for defenses, because they're going to have to pick your poison with these targets. And Julius Thomas is another effective downfield threat.
Absolutely, and this passing attack is going to be one of the best in the NFL. The real only question mark that remains on this offense is who's going to be running the football for the Denver Broncos. Monty Ball was drafted, high hopes for him. Ronnie Hillman listed as the starter on the official depth chart. No Sean Moreno, a guy who was the main man down the stretch for them last year. That's really, I think, one of the bigger questions remaining for this football team.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily going to be answered right away. I think the answer may well change as the season goes on. Right now, Ronnie Hillman is listed as a starter, but this does not mean he's going to get the most carries. I think you're going to see Hillman and Monte Ball platoon maybe alternate series in much the same way that John Fox would use D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart, or before that, Deshaun Foster and Stephen Davis in Carolina, where he would alternate series with guys, and then whichever one had the hot hand usually end up getting more carries that game. So, I mean, you may see Ronnie Hillman start, and you may see Monte Ball with twice as many touches. That wouldn't surprise me at all. And you mentioned, though, Sean Moreno. He's almost in the same role he was last year, which is kind of an insurance policy. And it may be one they have to cash in at some point. Certainly, Ronnie Hillman has had troubles with fumbles. He lost fumbles in back-to-back preseason games, it seemed at the time may have sent him down the depth chart, but then you look at the depth chart right now, and Hillman's at the top of that. But that's something that's going to be very fluid. And I think if you see a guy with a spate of fumbles, if you see some blown blitz pickups by one of these backs, I think you'll see Sean Moreno step in and fill that void. And it wouldn't even surprise me if Moreno by the end of the season has the same role they did last year, depending on injuries and the level right. of mistakes that you see from the young running back.
Andrew Mason from DenverBroncos.com joining us here in our on CBD, our final moments with you. Andrew, want to get into the defensive side. And, you know, this is where the big questions are. Joe Flacco is going to have probably the luxury now of not dealing with Elvis Dumervil on the other side of the line of scrimmage. He's got him on his team now, and Von Miller not there either for the Broncos. So how do the Broncos figure to get some pressure on Joe Flacco tomorrow night?
It's a good question. And, I mean, you know, being without Dumervil was going to be enough of a struggle, but not having Von Miller, you're really looking at a tough time getting pressure from the edges. They signed Sean Phillips from San Diego in the offseason, their former outside linebacker. He's going to play a defensive end in their pass rush alignments. And so you'll probably see him be able to generate some pressure. But I think there's going to be two keys to the Broncos putting Joe Flacco under any kind of duress. One is they're going to need more pressure from the defensive tackles. They got some of that from Derek Wolfe last year, who was their second-round pick out of Cincinnati, and they're expecting more from him this year. He lines up as end in the base package, but goes into tackle when they go into pass rush, and you know they're hoping his upgrade, his experience will help upgrade that. They also drafted Sylvester Williams in the first round, defensive tackle from North Carolina. The one thing he can do pretty well is rush the pass, so they're counting on Wolfe and Williams to help upgrade the interior pass rush. And the other thing is they're going to have to get creative with blitzes. That's something Jack Del Rio has done over the course of his career as a defensive coordinator around and head coach around the league. And so I think he's going to get very creative with how he uses his linebackers. And also I think you'll see a safety like Duke Iheanacho or a cornerback like Chris Harris, who's pretty good against the run and can get some, and can also make some plays in pass rush when they run a corner blitz. I think you're going to see a lot. I think you're going to see pass rushers coming from all angles, all levels of the defense, to try and supplement what the guys do up front, and they're going to take their chances that they're not exposed by blitzing guys from the back end.
All right. Andrew, listen, we appreciate you giving us the lowdown on tomorrow night's game, and appreciate all the knowledge, and we will talk to you, I'm sure, in the not-too-distant future.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. He is Andrew Mason, and he covers the Broncos for DenverBroncos.com. Yeah, one of the teams that we, all of us, are going to keep an eye on, and certainly we're going to be watching that game with an eye towards scouting the Week 2 game between the Browns and the Ravens.
That's right. Baltimore Ravens going down. Let's go.
All right, we're going to hear from head coach Rob Chudzinski, meeting with the media today, and other Browns players through this coming hour of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we want to hear from you, too. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. We also want to hear from, we want you to tweet us, yeah, at Browns_Daily. But we'll also hear at the bottom of the hour from Gerard Cherry, making his regular visit to this
show.
That's right. More coming up, ESPN 850 WKNR.